All right, hello. Do you give consent for whatever you say to be recorded and kept on archive?
Yes.
And could you please begin by spelling your first and last name?
REESELONG.
Thank you. All right, so tell me about your experience with COVID-19.
It has changed everything around. It got me sent home from college and didn't let me finish the semester in person. And now, in my senior year, I'm starting the semester online. And it took away an internship opportunity because we couldn't, nothing was open, so we couldn't actually be able to do anything like that. And it also, a bunch of stuff that I was looking forward to ended up being canceled because of coronavirus.
Can you elaborate on something specific that you're looking forward to?
I was supposed to go to a concert in May, and back in February is when we got the tickets. Someone was like, "Oh, by May it should be fine." And it wasn't.
Okay, so your internship, you mentioned.
Yeah.
What field were you doing this internship in?
Like
Like
what?
in relation to your major, like.
It was kind of about like crisis intervention stuff. So I want to see people that, have like mental illness or they're experiencing crisis, they're experiencing grief or problems, and that would have given me an opportunity to like directly observe, how the whole process goes with when people come in with some major crisis going on and like how the workers handle it and like talk to them and stuff. And I don't have that opportunity now because wasn't able to do the internship because of the virus.
Okay, so you identify obviously the negative aspects of that. Do you see any kind of positive thing coming from this? Like, what did you do kind of as a substitute of this or in light of this?
The only positive thing I can think of is that not having to be on campus has saved me money. But everything else, I don't see it as a positive.
What about in relation like to your like opportunities? Like did you do anything kind of in place of your internship? Are you still looking to do one?
I took a class in place of it for it was my capstone for psych. And it was fine. I was able to get the credit I needed, but I still don't have the experience that I wanted to get. I can still get it eventually, but I couldn't get it when I wanted to.
Was the material in your course related to kind of like, do you think the stuff that you would have been doing in your internship?
Very vaguely, my course was about risk factors in families. So, like, we would hear about situations in families of, like, whether it was like troubled children, children that were acting out in school, that had any kind of problems going on in their life, parents that were, divorced, parents that were, like, abusive in some instances. So like we would hear about that and like signs of children like at risk for, different kinds of consequences, like whether it was like suicide or like deviant behavior or whatever. So that does relate, I think, because that has to do with like, mental health and all of that, but not exactly the same kind of experience as I would have had in an internship.
Do you think there's any advantage to having a course instead of that?
The course, I mean, it was helpful and it wasn't difficult, so I think it was the, the easier, I guess, path for me. It was a lot less work than an internship would have been. So I guess that's a benefit. But yeah, I still would have preferred the internship over the course.
So do you think that in terms of like your future career, are there more advantages like to having the internship as compared to like the class, or do you see like advantages and disadvantages of both?
I don't regret taking the course. I think like, every course I can take with that is helpful, but I do think that the internship would have been more helpful for me in terms of career because it does give me direct experience with the field that I want to go into that I wouldn't get just from having an online, meeting once a week, just reading about like fake scenarios. Because I feel like it would be a lot more informative to actually see it happening in real life.
Alright, so tell me about, so what would you like identify as your biggest kind of like lifestyle change in relation to like your academic routine as a result of COVID-19?
Well, I was used to going to class, getting up, going to class, walking around campus, going back to my dorm. I did that for 3 years. And whenever I was forced to get up and get ready and go class and then have like a regular like meal schedule, it was easier for me to be more productive. Now, knowing that like I can wake up like 5 minutes before class and open Zoom online, and I don't really have that much to do. I don't feel like I have as much responsibility, even though technically I do. It just feels a lot less like something to be taken seriously. So I feel like I would be doing better in school if I were physically there, and I'm not.
So, your academic routine now. So, are all of your classes online?
Yes.
So, you said you felt kind of more productive. Do you think this has like affected like your work ethic?
Yeah, I would try to, if I were on campus, I'd probably be going to the library and working on stuff at like specific times. Now I just kind of, do it whenever, and that's not really good because I feel like I'm gonna miss an assignment or something, or I'm not gonna be well prepared enough for something because I'm not fully as engaged in what I'm doing as I would be if I were at school.
How do you see these like changes in work ethic kind of affecting your long-term like career?
I'm hoping that these changes are just temporary right now. I'm not actually working in the field yet. I'm, still in college. So I'm hoping that, things will be a little easier whenever I can go out and stuff again. But yeah, I'm hoping that if this is not how it's gonna stay. I'm trying to be better with getting stuff done, staying on top of things. I think it's easier now than it was at the very beginning of the semester, but it's still hard to get motivated sometimes.
Okay, do you find that this kind of like, because when you're talking about your routine, you're like, oh, I don't really have to like, get ready and stuff. Do you think it has kind of made it easier on your mental health or worse?
Worse, I feel like my mental health has been worse than it has been in a long time because of all of this.
Is that related kind of to the pandemic? Like, or is it because of like your change in like school dynamic, or is it kind of like both?
Everything, because I feel like the pandemic did all that in the first place. So it's just, being aware of what's happening and like the constant reminders that we are in a pandemic and I don't know, and not knowing when or if like this is gonna get better or if things will go back to being normal or like all of that adds to it. Like it's just like a constant stress that's there that like it's just not good for my health, my mental health.
Do you think it's kind of worrying you at all in terms of like how your opportunities will be affected, like career-wise, academic-wise, or is it more like kind of like a general anxiety?
I mean, it's, yeah, that definitely it already has messed up some opportunities, but everything, honestly, in general, like I feel like everything isn't going as it, as it should be. Everything's being postponed or canceled or rescheduled. So it's just like kind of makes me like not want to even think about the future because I'm like, well, like what's gonna happen in the future? I don't want to plan for anything because it might not even happen.
Can you think of anything kind of like specific that you think this pandemic existing would like affect in the future? Is there a specific like academic or career goal that you think you kind of wouldn't be able to reach because of this?
I'm not really sure how, if like again, these long-term effects of the pandemic, whenever I say go back to normal, I mean like how much like things were before. Are we gonna ever have that again? I think about like if I were to see clients, like how would that relationship be? Would we have to, because I know like a big part of going to see someone, like as a counselor, is like, you don't want to feel like there's a barrier in between you and you want to be kind of close to them. So, like, it feels a little more like genuine. And I feel like that might not be possible anymore if we don't let people do that. Like, if we have a restriction, how far away we have to be from each other and all of that. So, like, it just affects, like, I don't know, I guess the effectiveness of what I want to do, I guess.
So you think that this kind of puts a barrier on like the field as a whole?
Yeah, because even though it seems very minimal, I think that is like a really big deal. Having like a giant desk and a computer between you kind of establishes like superiority in a way, and that's not something you want going in there. You want to feel like you can just talk, and it can be harder to just talk when someone's hiding behind a giant computer screen. Kind like, and then it might seem like they're kind of talking at you, which isn't what you want whenever you're going to therapy at all.
Would you say this is kind of the same for like if it has to be done virtually?
Yeah, I definitely, I think it being virtual makes it more impersonal, at least for me, because I feel like they're not really getting a sense of your emotions and your reactions, and I don't know, there's just a lot that goes into actually being with someone in person and, being able to gauge their reactions and like their body language and stuff that you're not going to get with the computer screen on Zoom or something like that.
Do you think this is like, do you think other kind of either students in your field or other professionals share the same feeling?
I think so. I would hope so, at least. Like, it's something that we've thought about, I'm sure.
Do you think other college students that are in your same position with like internships or like in your major, do you think they're feeling kind of like the same? Like, would you say like, you're like, this is not specific to you. Do you think a lot of like other students are feeling this like same worry?
Yeah, I think everyone in college right now is kind of like, what's next for me? Like, whether it's graduate school, whether it's going straight, into a job, or like me, like an internship, like all of those are kind of like maybes. Like they're not, for sure I'm doing this now anymore. So it's like I said, it's hard to plan for what comes next with so much uncertainty with all of this happening in the pandemic right now.
Do you think you've been given kind of a chance to like reflect on your experiences that you can like identify any major like positives?
I said this earlier, I don't really see much of a positive takeaway from all of this. If like I'm really trying, like I said, it did help me save money, I guess. And I want to say that it kind of brought people together in a way, but I also feel like that's not really true because some would say like it actually divided us more, so I don't know. I mean, I guess there might be some kind of benefit for some people to stay in and kind of like quarantine with their families, but also again that has negative consequences depending on the family dynamic, so I can't even really say that's positive either. It's just hard to think of a positive.
Did you feel like you could learn anything any easier?
I guess I just never, I never really thought I would ever live through a pandemic. I never thought of it as a possibility. Hearing about like past things that went around way before, my time, I always kind of thought of it as something in the past that I wouldn't ever have to deal with. So I guess it kind of opened my eyes more, like this stuff happens still. It's not, something made up.
Do you find that you've been able to adapt to things any better or any worse?
We've been, how long has it been? Like 8 months? 7, 8 months or something since everything happened. Over time, it was easier to adjust. Like they called it like the new normal. Yeah, I definitely have gotten used to it. I don't wake up and forget what's happening ever. Like I feel like I did in the beginning. Like, oh yeah, I can't just go out. Like, and if I do, I need a mask. And like that's just natural to me now. It's kind of sad that it is, but I can't really do anything about it. Like I still have days where everything just gets too overwhelming and really stressful, and like I feel like really upset. And then other days where I just kind of like, just carry on through it because it is what it is.
Is there like a major difference, do you think, between when everything started? And this can be anything, this can be like in terms of school or in terms of just life, or like, do you think it's like changed rapidly since this first started, like to now?
I don't know, this is weird, but I feel like I prefer the lockdown situation we were in the beginning. Whenever like we really weren't supposed to leave the house, and back when people were like obsessively buying toilet paper and all of that, like I actually prefer that to now because right now it's completely all up in the air. Again, nothing's for sure. I feel like knowing that everyone should have been kind of in a lockdown state, we were kind of more guided with like what to do. Now it's just like everyone's doing their own thing. Some people are taking it seriously, and some people are, staying home, wearing masks, when they go out. Other people don't really care. They don't take it seriously at all. They're not worried about it. So like just kind of having people on completely different pages, like I think that's something that kind of changed.
What about in regards to your academic situation?
From when we started to
Yeah.
now. Well, I did about half of the semester, as normal. and the rest of it was done online. And being like sent home from college to have class online, it was just a weird adjustment to make. But like it was kind of nearing the end of the semester, so it was just kind of, like it is what it is. But I mean, I'm definitely comfortable with the software now, like Zoom and like how that works, and I'm used to it. But it's still not my ideal way to learn. Like for me, I feel like I would get more out of it if I were physically going to class every day and not, just turning on, logging on to my online class.
Has it kind of changed your attention within class? Like, do you think you're behaving differently online than you would be behaving when you, if you're in a classroom?
Yeah, I definitely have trouble focusing online because I know that I don't really have to. I mean, that's bad, but a lot of my classes, like it is like an hour, 15 minute long, and you're expected to pay attention to a screen for that long and just stay focused. It's a lot harder for me because I can't get myself to be as engaged as I would be if I were in class. Like, for instance, sometimes I'll even, if I can, record part of it and just, take notes later because I just can't, I couldn't do that in person. If I were in person in the classroom, I would physically have to be paying attention and involved because, they can see me physically there. What I'm doing, but right now, I don't really have to, and I'm aware that I don't have to, so I'm not giving 100%.
Okay, so do you think that's kind of the nature of these classes in general, or do you think it's kind of because of the like outside strains on your mental health that you're feeling this way? Or is it kind of like the ability of the programming to like let you do that?
It's a lot of factors. I'm just, it's hard to feel productive at all in times like this because, again, it's like, well, is this, how long is this going to go on? Like it just, it's kind of defeating, I guess, is a word to say. Like it just makes me feel like, what's the point of really trying? Like, what's going to happen in the future? Am I even going to be able to have a graduation? All of that stuff. So it's like really hard to be motivated.
Would you say it affected your passion for either your major or your like school or like focusing on that?
I don't think it affected my passion for my major. Because if anything, I feel like we see now, I mean, even more how important mental health is. That hasn't changed, but the way I go about learning now has changed. And mostly I'm in classes right now that don't have anything to do with my major, for the most part, which is why, again, that's also hard for me. I don't almost care as much as I would about my major, but definitely I feel like this means of learning makes it harder to like stay interested.
Do you think it kind of just like affects your attitude towards school in general? Kind of losing those big things like graduation and like internships? Like, has that kind of like lost like drive at all, kind of for like just general schooling?
Yeah, I'm not really motivated to do anything. Actually, and it just so happens that school is, one of the main things going on in my life, but it's also affected by that. Just, I don't know, I think about like I have to log on at this time, like the same link, same passcode to enter the Zoom meeting, like this many times a week. It's just, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like I'm even learning, like I'm learning anything, which I know that's not true. Like I am, I still have exams and papers and the same kind of assignments I would have if I were there. But because it's all virtual, I don't take it as seriously and it's not as valuable to me.
How do you think your experience with being in college during COVID, do you think it would have been, like, how do you think it would have been different if you were at a different stage in your career? Like, let's say this happened when you were, like, a freshman in college.
I were a freshman, I'd be bummed, but I don't think I would be worried as much about what happens next because I still have several years ahead of me to do things. You know, I'm not, when you're a freshman, you're not trying to get an internship and you're not really thinking about what, you know, exactly what exact path you want to take after this. You have all that time to figure that out. And I would hope that, you know, within the next 3 years, things would be a little more definite and certain. Right now, because I'm a senior and I have 1 semester left of college, that's just the worst timing for this to happen because I don't know what's next. I don't think I'll be able to just go in, follow the path that I wanted to, just the same as I would have wanted to.
Do you think, kind of reflecting back, it's made you appreciate or anything like kind of like the past way of things or like your college experience as a whole?
Yeah, like I really miss being there. And I know a lot of times when I was there for however long that I would just want to be home. And now I just want to be at college. So it's like, again, that's another thing. It's like sad that I only have so much time left on campus and I might not even get that again. Like it's being wasted by this that's going on.
And you live at home in your childhood house, right?
Yes.
Currently. And so, how do you think this has had an influence on your academic performance or your kind of work ethic?
Having people home all the time is never, it's never gonna be like a good environment all the time. Obviously, you know. You don't want to be alone, but you don't want to have people constantly around you. So, like, having to, you know, adjust to that again after knowing that I could be just by myself with my roommate, you know, hour and 45 minutes away, and I didn't have that constant, you know, surrounding that I do here. Not having that, like, I definitely notice that more. It's, I feel like it's affected. You know, my attitude, my mood and stuff that it wouldn't have affected the same way if I were at college.
And you mentioned when you were on campus, you kind of were in that mindset of like productivity, kind of, when you
Yeah.
like had to go to class. Do you think that has changed considering that you're like in your hometown?
Yeah, like I definitely like it doesn't seem like I actually am taking classes right now. I know I am. I'm still doing assignments, turning stuff in, but it doesn't feel like I'm learning. Whereas whenever I had to get up at a certain time every day, get ready and go to class, take notes actively during class, I felt more productive and like I was actually like gaining something from my classes.
And do you think that other college students kind of share this view?
Yeah, I guarantee a lot of college students or high school students or anyone that's trying to take class online right now is not 100% interested in what they're doing. Because it's hard to be. You know, it just kind of gets like, you know, whatever, I'm logging on again at this time. Like, if I zone out or if I, you know, get distracted, I decide to multitask because you can. Like, you know that you can do those things. So it's hard to try not to. It's hard to stay completely focused for that long on one thing.
Do you think it's this is a similar feeling on the side of your professors?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that they couldn't do that they would have wanted to, like One of my professors talked about how normally we would have done activities like in the lab and stuff like that, that obviously you can't do that online. So there's definitely things that they would have liked to do that we didn't get to because of the situation.
Do you think in terms of work ethic and stuff, it has affected them similarly, the way it's affected you?
I think they kind of they have to know that they're not going to get the same engagement from students as they would have gotten physically in class. Because people just don't log on. People, because it's easy to just not be in the mood or be up for it. And people, I don't know, people come in late online, people don't respond whenever asked questions. I've seen people even purposely go out of their way to try to make things difficult for professors. So I know that they can tell by the way that we are acting that we aren't as focused and or interested.
Do you think that they have been more or less understanding of this? When assigning things or expectations, do you think they've been more or less understanding during this pandemic?
I think they have been more understanding overall. Originally, there were some options where we could choose to be face to face or remote, and they didn't, or at least my professors didn't require an explanation from us. It was just whatever you want to do, that's fine. Just, let us know. So I think that was, they're being more understanding with that. I don't really see how they couldn't be, how are you going to not understand something that's affecting the entire world, I guess? So I do think, yeah, they've been understanding, which is a good thing.
Do you have a specific example of an experience with a professor that you think has shown a difference from before lo like lockdown versus, after?
I mean, I've had professors kind of adjust the schedules, say well, we won't meet on these days, or I'll give you more time for this. You won't have class, so you can have time, to do this or whatever. And they are, I feel like, more lenient with time allowances for stuff. They'll give us more time to do something than they normally would, maybe. They, for example, the exam I just took, instead of, I probably would have taken it in class within the hour and 15-minute time frame, she left it open for 24 hours for us. So that might be something that might be, because of all this, that may not have happened before if it wouldn't have happened.
Do you think that it kind of changed from the beginning of all of this to now, that we've kind of been, as you said, in a new normal system
In terms of school,
in terms of professors' expectations?
yeah, because having the semester last semester get interrupted by this when we originally started out, in person for a while, definitely some of my professors had a rough time figuring out technology, first of all, and deciding they're gonna have to change their course, they're gonna have to adjust things, they're not going to be you're not going to be able to do every single activity that you wanted to before because you don't have the same, face-to-face interaction that you had before. So I definitely, I think they were very frustrated, which, understandably, so were the students with, having to make that adjustment.
Is there anything that you think specific to your major kind of changed that your professors might have saw as incredibly valuable that they were no longer able to do?
Well, I haven't seen how this has worked out, but before this, so it was last year, the last full normal semester that I had at college, I took a person-to-person interaction class where we we were assigned to this group, and we were in that group for the entire semester. And we kind of, pretended to be different roles. We took turns being like counselor, client, and like just observer. We did that constantly. So we had that experience, like face to face, someone's telling you about something going on in your lives. You're gauging their reactions, making plans for them, talking with them. And I know the class is still being offered, but it's also online now. And I know for a fact, like, if I would have had to take that class online, I would not have gotten the same result out of it as I would have, as I did being there in person.
Do you have mostly synchronous or asynchronous classes?
Synchronous as in.
Like you meet like on Zoom at like the same
Oh,
times
yeah.
every week.
All mine are like that.
Do you think that has kind of helped structure-wise or like material-wise?
Somewhat, but it still doesn't really feel like much. Like, I still don't really feel like a student in college right now.
Do you feel any more optimistic, kind of, about the future in regards to your academic career or like?
I like to be. I'm like I don't think this will affect like my actual passion for what I'm like what I want to do. But and like when it comes to like whether I will be able to get the same kind of opportunities that I would have wanted, that's kind of hard to stay positive about.
Do you think living through this experience is going to help you at all? Like, with what you want to do in the future?
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't really want to take too much positive out of this because then it's like saying like, oh, it's a great thing this happened because I got this out of it. Like I don't think that at all. It's a horrible thing that should have never happened, but it did. And I mean, I guess we're all going to be changed from it. And but that yeah, it's still not a good thing at all.
So how do you think your perspective going into the field of psychology and kind of having this experiences with your classes and like differences and like losing things like internships, but also kind of having like a perspective of a college student in the pandemic? How do you think what you have to bring is different from current people in the field right now?
I mean, there's definitely like generational differences, I feel like. I feel like, mental health is one of those things that's more medicalized now. Like people do take it more seriously than they did in the past, which I'm not saying like, people that are working in that field now don't take it seriously because I think they do, of course, but I think that, as time goes on, people are more willing to help and understand other people. So I guess, living through this right now at like during our studying period, like I think that will help in that way. Like we can kind of be more understanding and like willing to listen to what people have to say.
All right, so do you have anything else that you would like to share in general that I did not ask you about?
I don't think so. I guess, something I've noticed to be a common thing. Everybody seems, to be in collectively, a bad mood. People, I feel like, not that people are going out of their way to be rude or anything, but I just feel like everybody has this, like, we're not ourselves and we're all still trying to process everything. And that might, be why people are probably feeling more sensitive, more, angry. Like, it's misdirected anger and sadness, but it's, I feel like it affects the way we communicate with each other and just the way we interact every day. And a lot of people, don't realize. They might think they're coping or managing pretty well, but they take it out on other people. So I noticed that's, a negative thing to come out of all of this is how people are kind of treating each other during all this.
All right. Thank you for your time and your willingness to share your experiences with me.
You're welcome.